The topic that has dominated both the news and conversation has obviously been this COVID-19 pandemic that has swept the nation and swept the world. Throughout Wednesday night, I both heard and participated in conversations about all that's been going on. Reports updated as of yesterday. I have the total counts of a virus here in Michigan at 33 with 26 still tests pending results. So how should we respond to this situation as believers? Well, currently right now, there are two primary responses to the pandemic. The first response is to deny that there is a real situation at all. Generally, these are the responses that state that there is nothing, that this is nothing more than the flu or the regular virus scares that seem to line up with election years. And that's one response. The other response is to panic. These are the responses that act as though the world is at an end and that God has left his throne. To those in the first category, let me encourage you to practice humility. Do not pretend that you are an expert. The reality is none of us are. For this, we must rely on the authority that God has placed over us and honor them. They're taking this very seriously, and as a result, so should we. Further, in communication with missionaries around the world, in countries that frankly don't care about our elections, this is a very real issue. So there is something to this. To those in the second category, let me encourage you to look to God. He's not left his throne. He still controls everything in existence. And seemingly rogue molecules like this virus. So don't act like an unbeliever. See God's sovereign hand. To all of us, let me encourage us to take a break from social media and all the foolishness that is there. Take a break from the news. Spend some time reading God's word in prayer. Spend time with your family. Read a book. Do something different. As you no doubt know, on Thursday, Governor Whitmer ordered all K-12 schools to be closed for 3 weeks beginning on Monday. On Friday, she ordered all events of 250 people or more to be canceled. While neither of those directly impacts us as a church, they are indicators of the seriousness with which our government is taking the situation. As a result, I will be meeting with the deacons following the morning service to solidify and determine our reaction to this situation. We will inform you through the website, through social media, email, text, and phone of the decisions that are made. We've already postponed the bridge activity that was to take place this afternoon. We've postponed that to April 26th. We've also are changing the way we are going to take the offering. Typically, here in a little bit, Larry's going to come up, he'll read the scripture and pray, and typically the men would come up and begin to pass the plates. But out of wisdom, what we are going to do differently is while he will come up and still pray and still read the scripture, instead of passing the plates, what we will do is at the end of the service, men will be at the doors with the plates and just place your offering into the plates at that time. At this time, there are some important things I would like to encourage you to do. First, the greatest danger appears to be to those who are 60 years old and older, or those who have diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, kidney failure, or other chronic medical conditions. I would ask that you please pray for our senior adults and anyone who has immune deficiencies. Look for ways to encourage them. Look for ways to serve them. And please consider them as you speak about this issue. Second, if you're part of these groups or you feel that for your protection you need to stay home, then please do so. You're not forsaking the assembling of the believers if for a time for your own health and safety you self-quarantine. We would ask that you would please call or email the church so that we can care for you in this time. Let us know of any needs that you have. This is the time for our body to come together and care for those in need. Third, Please pray for all the heroic health workers who are among the most vulnerable as they care for the sick. Fourth, please stay home if you are sick, meaning if you have symptoms of the flu or cold or other illnesses or have generally compromised health in any way. Please don't feel guilty about doing so. You are serving the body by doing this. You can listen to the sermons on our website or via podcast. They're posted generally by 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Fifth, please practice good hygienic habits. Wash your hands regularly. We have hand sanitizer throughout the building. Please make use of them. Sixth, we encourage fellowship. However, as the better part of wisdom, we would ask that you not shake hands or hug for the time being and honor each other's personal space. Instead of shaking hands, perhaps smile or wave, you know, give a little, you know, shoot, air high five, be creative. Seventh, please be assured that we make every effort to keep our facilities clean and disinfected. Debbie spends hours every week preparing our buildings for the next gathering. This will not stop, and we're in a good place with this. Eighth, the cancellations and economics of this will cause several challenges to our members. Let's seek to be sensitive to how we can help one another out in this time. With school cancellations, some will be in need of people to watch their children. They both work. Their children don't have school. If you are available to watch children, or if you need someone to watch your children, please call the church office so that we can help coordinate this. With the economic ramifications of this pandemic, some may find themselves in financial trouble. Please let the church know if you find yourself in need. Ninth, during this time, please do not forget to give towards the Great Commission. If you are unable to attend the service, there are still three ways that you can give. You can mail your check to the church. You can arrange to drop it off to myself or to Justin. Or you can set it aside and bring it with you the next time that you come. Tenth, use this time as an opportunity to share the gospel. Criticizing this event is not helpful to the gospel. Panicking over this event is not helpful to the gospel. Sharing the sovereignty of God is helpful to the gospel. Share the gospel. During this time, common sense precautions are wise. They're God-honoring and others preferring. Panic or ignoring the realities are foolish, God-ignoring, and selfish. So let's be wise in our responses and our interactions. Let's remember who God is and what He does.